tripping, I'm sliding, I'm proud to the back like fuck.
This week in KZN, we've been hearing reports of a baboon on the loose in Durban, and then we heard it's been caught in a trap, and now we've seen apparently there was another one on the run. And on the line right now, we have the operations director for Crow, Clint, on the line. Good morning, Clint.
Yeah, how's Clint?
Good morning. Okay. Good morning to listeners.
Clint, we've got to have to ask you, can you confirm if there is a baboon, another one on the loose?
Yes. Initially, we did have reports of one baboon. We thought it was one baboon, but it does end up being two baboons. There's a juvenile, which we caught successfully yesterday, and what we suspect is his mother, possible mother, still roaming around in Durban.
Okay, and some advice for people if they do encounter this particular baboon?
To call Crow straight away. Also, keep your distance. Lock your dogs inside if you can. Keep your distance. Obviously, it's very scared of us, and it's going to try to keep its distance from us as well. But obviously, don't try to capture the animal or corner the animal. That's when it can become dangerous.
Okay, and I just want to know, so in terms of, you know, are you guys currently tracking the animal, or do you have any idea where it is? Do you have an idea which area it's in? Like, what's the latest update?
Yes, 100%. So they did disembark a ship in the harbour. They then moved off into Mbilo area, which is where we caught the baby or the youngster. And then the mother was, or the adult was last spotted around Malvern area yesterday morning. Mm-hmm. There haven't been any more successful sightings since then. But our lines are open for any sighting reports. We are also in communication with the CPS chair of the Malvern area. So any reports that come through to us, we will be actively tracking and setting traps. We've also got the SPCA, who will be able to assist with darting, if need be. But it was seen last yesterday morning just behind Steynbank Nature Reserve
okay.
In the Malvern area.
Will you please give us all your details now? So if you do find or spot this baboon, how to contact Crow?
Sure. So if you can, our WhatsApp line is 083-212-5281. And our landline is 031-462-1127. If you can call us, let us know if you can get a photograph or a video and a checkpoint of where the baboon is. We'll be able to come out and see what we can do from our side.
And just a quick one, Clint, completely out of interest, completely. What will now happen to the baboons once you've captured them? Where will they go? What happens then?
Sure. So the young baboon actually is with us right now. We're actually on our way to the vet with her just to get a full checkup. The adult baboon, once captured, will also come through to us. We've got a facility to be able to hold them. We'll then have to apply for our export permits, and the province that's accepted them will have to apply for the import permit. And they'll go to another primate or baboon-specific rehab to go through the rehabilitation program, join another troop, and eventually be released back into the wild.
Nice.
It's a real thing. There's no monkey business, yeah, hey?
There's raining cats and dogs in the family baboons yesterday as well.
Oh, no. So listen, we would strongly suggest to anyone who encounters the baboon, don't feed them, don't interact with them. Just call you on these numbers, which we'll post on our socials, right?
100%.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much, Clint. We will stay in touch as well. If you have any updates, so let us know. That was the operations director of Crow, Clint Halkett-Siddell. East Coast Breakfast.